Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza. Yakuza. Yakuza Kick Radio. Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock. Listen, listen. This is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen.
Yakuza Radio. Love the name, Yakuza.
You know what I'm saying? My homie J-Cat and the homie Eric.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
Nothing much, Jay. Another interesting show as always, and yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do. Interesting is an understatement tonight. Did something a little different. For those who don't know, our guest tonight is not a wrestler. Our guest tonight is Reggie. And for those that don't know Reggie, we'll play the clip in a little while and catch everybody up to speed. In case you haven't seen Reggie and his YouTube rants, and he's quite a guy, man. So we got a nice interview with him tonight, and we got all sorts of other stuff to get into. Talk about the Royal Rumble that happened over the weekend. We're going to get into that. A few different things we got lined up. So as always, but this will be the shortest version of this. We'll start off with football. Now, you had a week to think about it, Eric. Who's your Super Bowl pick?
Well, who did I pick for the Pro Bowl?
Well, you picked USC, as did I. And they won, I think, 185 to 153. So they still edged it out.
Hey, I'm going to say it right now, and maybe you'll agree with me. Hey, this might be the last Super Bowl for a few years because of the impending NFL strike. But we won't get into that anytime soon. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
There will be a Super Bowl next year, and the Eagles won't be in it. I can guarantee you those two things.
And San Francisco won't be in it either.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So, yeah, Super Bowl, you got...
I said I wasn't going to do it, but I lied. I'm going to pick Green Bay for the Super Bowl.
Oh, smart man. And I got to go with Green Bay as well. I think Aaron Rodgers' passing attack is something that Pittsburgh's going to have a hard time with. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think it's going to be an easily won game. One thing that Green Bay can do is throw the ball. Their run isn't bad either, but Pittsburgh's got a brutal run stop. And Pittsburgh also has a great ability to run the ball.
Both teams played good defensive, play great defensively.
Right. Well, Pittsburgh's defensive backs are a little suspect. And Green Bay's run defense is a little suspect. So, it's going to be lopsided on both sides of the ball. So I think it evens out to be a really good game. I mean, Roethlisberger is nothing to sneeze at either. I mean, just because Aaron Rodgers is really, got a cannon. Roethlisberger, man, he's an Iron Man. I mean, this guy he's hard to take down. He could scramble. He could throw the ball. He could throw the shit out the ball. He's great down the stretch. That game's close going into the, later half of the fourth quarter. Watch out, man, because this guy knows how to fucking win down the end of the stretch. So it's going to be a good Super Bowl. Outside of my team being nowhere near it, I'm pretty happy with the teams that got into the Super Bowl because I think it'll be an entertaining game. And that's, to me, the most important other than my team getting in. So, yeah, I hate the Super Bowls where you get one team that's super dominant and the other team that somehow got there. And
right.
You get this just blowout. By halftime, you're more worried about the commercials than you are the game.
Or you're more worried about, what food you're taking home with you, from the Super Bowl party.
If Prince puts out a better performance than one of the fucking football teams out there, that it's usually not a good day. So. we got a bunch of shit to get into. So how do you want to do this? You want to jump into the interview thing first, and then hit up the WWE and everything else we got to talk about?
Well, do you want to play the clip first that we have?
Yeah, that's what we're definitely going to play the clip first. First, we're going to play this clip. We'll come back after the clip.
Okay.
Talk about it for a hot second, and then we'll go into the interview. For all those who didn't see this, this is a YouTube clip that Reginald Tiller put up there, labeled CZW versus the Haters. Enjoy, guys.
I said I wasn't going to do a CZW video until Saturday, but I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. I'm going to do it now, man. I got to. All right. Here's a CZW rant. All right. Because I'm sick of these CZW haters. They come out here and bash CZW. They talk about it bad. Alright. I bet they are who I think they are. They like that wrestling company in Orlando, Florida. It starts with the letter T. Because they don't like the big Stanford company that starts with a W. They like it that starts with a T in Florida that wrestles at Universal Studios. Yeah, you know what company I'm talking about. Those guys come up here and bash CZW Wrestling. That's been around since 1999. Still going strong today. Since 1999, you come up here and bash us. So I know how you guys do. You want to come on a bandwagon, then when a new company comes, you jump on that bandwagon right there. You leave us. But I know how you operate. And I was on Facebook the other day, talking to DJ Hyde and stuff. He gave me permission to hype this. And I think he's going to help sponsor my channel. Because I'm sick of this, You come up here, and then one guy on Facebook that I was talking to had the nerves to say CZW wrestlers Rob Banks. Don't you dare put Nick Gage in this, all right? He has personal problems. I hope he gets better, whatever happened. Shout out to Nick Gage, man. We know you could do good. I'm a CZW ambassador. Ambassador! You come on this channel saying, well, CZW guys can't wrestle. Only thing they are is spot monkeys. First, you used to say that we was ultra violent, that we was garbage. Then we get guys like Drew Gulak on our program. You say, well, he sucks. He's just average at best. But he's better than that freaking AJ Styles, a.k.a. Awesome Jobber Styles from that Florida company. You know what? You guys make me sick. for the CZW fans to stick with us and don't turn on us, I thank you very much. But for those guys who bash us and talk about this company like it ain't jack, you know what you can do for me? Get off, don't come back, crawl in a little hole, and just say, well, I guess I watch that company that comes on Spike TV every Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Yeah, that company. I ain't going to say it by name, but that company right there. You want war? You want it? I'm going to do CZW reviews. You ain't going to stop me. I'm going to talk about CZW. You ain't going to stop me. I'm going to talk about everything CZW. You ain't going to stop me. You ain't going to stop me at all. You probably stopped other people, but you ain't going to stop me, buddy. Yeah, CZW haters. You know what? I'm sick of it. Us CZW fans have stood around, took this for years. We have been strong. We are strong. We have been around since 1999, March of 1999, and we ain't going nowhere. You know, we ain't going nowhere. You little trolls that like to troll on CZW, I tell you what, it's on. It's on. But I hold my strength. You lucky. You are so lucky. You are lucky. Some of the CZW wrestlers have ignored this. DJ Hyde has put his body through all sorts of stuff that he shouldn't have. Nick Gage! I applaud this man. He has never missed a show. He has always came to the shows on time. And you want to talk about how he sucks? Oh, yeah, Ruckus, my boy Ruckus that I talked to on Facebook. You say he's a sloppy wrestler. He's lazy in the ring. I tell you what, I bet you $5. $5. Get in the ring with Ruckus. He'll run circles all over you. He'll run circles all over you. You better. I swear. Get in the ring with Ruckus. See what happens. I'm sick of you CZW haters. I am. I'm just right here. You see that? You see that, man? You see that? See that, man? You have just made a man go bad. I'm sick of these people up here trying to bust their butts for our entertainment. And you want to talk about this company like it ain't jack? Out the door. Don't talk about us. You know, we're sick of it. You want to talk? Huh? I bet you wouldn't do it in DJ Hyde's face. You wouldn't say it like that because you're too scared. You're cowards. You're scared. You want to be a hater? At least had the guts to say it in somebody's face and not on the internet like a freaking loser and like a freaking coward. That's what you are, a coward. You're a coward, and you're acting like a jerk. You're a coward. Lord. Let me say. And your company don't even get good ratings. Your company that comes on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock, they don't get good ratings. People aren't even going to the house shows. They come into our house shows, but they ain't going to yours. Yeah, that company that come on 9 o'clock Thursday night. Yeah, buddy. What about it? Because I'm sick of this. I'm going to be doing CZW reviews. I'm going to be hyping this company to the day I die. I like this company. I like Ruckus. I like Nick Gage. I like Drake Younger. I like Sammy Callahan. I like Lobo. I like Zandig. I like Messiah. The Messiah. I know he's retired. I know Nick Mondo is retired. I know Zandig is retired. But you know what? They're a lot better than that company that come on Thursday nights. They are. Sick of it, man. You guys want to talk about us? But that company that has that wrestler, AJ Styles. Ooh! AJ Styles, yes, yes, had a 5-star match with Samoa Joe and Christopher Daniels. I'm not talking about Christopher Daniels. I'm talking about AJ Styles, did you hype? Christopher Daniels, yeah, 5-star match. you dare, if you dare, man, if you dare, you don't want to mess with us now, man. You don't. This is 2011. We are going strong. We are coming back to the top, to the mountaintop. We're going to climb that mountain. We're going to take it one step at a time. We're going to keep climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing high. And you ain't going to stop us. You CZW haters ain't going to stop us. Because I'm done. Sick of it. Saturday, I will be doing my official CZW reviews, hyping CZW events. All right. Goodbye, CZW hits.
And back. Yep.
Yep. Well, there you have it. That is, that is Reggie. That is Reggie in a nutshell. You can see, when I heard that right there, first thing that went through my mind is I got to talk to this guy. I got to get him on the show. I mean, the guy has quite an opinion. And I'm sure everybody out there doesn't necessarily agree with all of his opinions. But, boy, does he have some passion. This kid is, and I just want to put it out there because, there's been other wrestling shows that I'm not really going to mention. They really went above and beyond to, bury this kid. And the fact of the matter is he is a kid. I mean, he's 16 years old. But at 16, to be that intense and passionate about wrestling, and I'm sure some of you guys got a laugh out of that. I mean, come on. I give a good amount of respect to that just because, this guy is going above and beyond and taking it really personally when someone bashes a company that he likes. So, for that reason, I like Reggie. I definitely like Reggie. So I think we'll get into the interview. It runs about 40 something minutes, and then we'll be back. Lots to talk about. Believe me, I got lots to talk about. This Royal Rumble and this other big... I'm not even going to get into that yet because I'll start on it if I do. So,
And apparently, later on, Max Maniac is, he sent me an email and he's going to apologize to me on the air tonight.
You're sounding a little choppy, Eric. I really can't.
We're going to make bygones. Me and Mass Maniac. We're going to make bygones be bygones tonight, Jay. Tonight,
all right.
Yeah, he's going to apologize to me. He sent me an email. He said, Eric, it's all good. I'm going to apologize, and we're going to put water under the bridge.
All right. Well, while we're doing this interview, work on the audio a little bit on your side. You are coming off a little choppy. I did hear what you said. From what you said, apparently Mass Maniac is going to apologize. I don't know, man. That guy, I don't know if I would trust him fully, but you go ahead, give him his chance, and I'm sure you'll work it out with him later. So we'll get into that interview and see everybody in 40-something minutes.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Yep. Tom, I'd like to welcome to the show a guy who's made quite a name for himself online doing YouTube videos, and he's a very passionate guy about the business, and I think he has a very interesting opinion, so I figure we bring him on. Welcome, Reggie.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing all right. We figure we'd bring you on. Where are you from?
I'm from Portsmouth, Virginia.
All right. When did you start watching CZW?
I've been watching since 2008. I've been a wrestling fan since 2005. I used to look at it when I was a little kid, but I stopped.
Okay. So you never got a chance to attend a CZW show, right?
No, I never had a chance.
it's kind of far. So, you know, I figured, you know, we'd go over some of the things that, you know, you were saying on your video and, you know, get it out there to the world and, you know, hopefully other people can hear your opinions.
All right. I first wanted to start off with, because, you know, I don't really plug TNA in my videos anymore. So I really don't talk about TNA in my videos anymore. And people
right.
call me a hypocrite, and I just wanted to let some things out there to the people. So, all right, you
know, yeah.
All right, first of all, I don't watch TNA because it's stupid, you know. It's not really stupid. It's just like some of the things. TNA has built no one. TNA does not really have any homegrown talent. Every TNA talent that you really see is from former WWE superstar or former Ring of Honor superstar. Even though I talk bad about AJ Styles, at least he can still, you know, he was good in Ring of Honor, you know. Everybody has a place in Ring of Honor. But when, once you come from Ring of Honor to TNA, TNA is like, they really don't know what they're doing at all. It's like really sad. And then you have this guy named Eric Bischoff. I have, like, almost zero respect for this guy. He comes online and talks about these internet wrestling fans. If it wasn't for some of these internet wrestling fans, your show would be nothing. This is why WCW failed. You cannot con the wrestling fans. It's not going to work.
Right. Now, you had said, a lot of your key focus on your video was AJ Styles. Do you dislike this guy's work, or?
I think he's kind of overrated. And I try to tell people that this guy is not the man that you really think he is. I see everything else. I see Japanese guys can do the same thing as him. So I don't understand why people like this guy so much. That's what I try to be saying in my videos.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think he's tremendously talented. A lot of those Japanese guys you're seeing are probably just as talented. It's, there's just much, much worse things going on in TNA than AJ Styles. I think that's actually one of the better things. But, you know, each their own.
One thing I do not like is if the fans like AJ Styles, why would you turn this guy heel and put him in boring storylines? This guy is supposed to be the face of your he's like supposed to be the John Cena of TNA, and you're putting this guy in stupid storylines. And the thing I hate is late last year or something. December when Samoa Joe's contract was up. You know what? I was really looking forward for Samoa Joe to finally say, I'm actually leaving this place and going to a different company, probably go back to Japan, because I would love to go see Samoa Joe back in Japan and Pro Wrestling Noah. Because this guy has tremendous talent. He probably needs to lose about 20 pounds. Because, you know, TNA has been stressing this guy, so I can understand why all the weight, but, you know, you get back in shape, he does what he do best. This is sad.
Yeah, money talks.
Yeah, you have this Samoa Joe return to tell the Pope about what he's been doing, about some dog killing, about I've been hearing dogs, like they're trying to do a Michael Vick storyline kind of thing. Samoa Joe is not that type of character to care about anyone. This guy cares only about himself. That's what Samoa Joe character is built of. He's supposed to be like the Goldberg of your company. He had a year-long winning streak, and now this dude jobs to Jerry is really overrated. That's why Vince McMahon didn't take him back in 2001 when the merger, when they merged. I just don't understand.
Yeah, I understand. TNA's booking is pretty much terrible. We pretty much say it week in and week out, and it's a laughable company at this point.
Very.
So, that's pretty much what that is. But, let's talk a little bit more about CZW, about the indies and those types of things.
Yeah,
what is it that you like about CZW?
I like that they interact with their fans. They will say that they try our best. They don't say that they're, hey, we're better. We don't say out there we're going to fight WWE and TNA. And they have good wrestlers like Drake Younger, Nick Gage is a brawler, and what's his name, Drew Gulak. I really like Drew Gulak's work.
Yeah, I noticed. You like Drew Gulak quite a bit. Do you really think that he's the best wrestler?
No, I don't think he's the best, but, you know, we have technical wrestling, too. Okay, we have the tag team championships. We have Wired TV Championship, which is basically for the technical wrestlers. We have the junior heavyweight championship for the up-and-comers. And we have the heavyweight championship for the big guys and everything.
Yep.
We have the Ultra Violent Championship for the Ultra Violent Deathmatch wrestlers.
All right. The Ultra Violent Underground title. Who is your favorite all-time CZW wrestler?
All-time, you gotta be the Messiah. The way he debuted it, the way CZW debuted him was the best. He came in there.
We're having a hard time hearing you, Reggie.
What other promotions do I like?
No, I said we're having a very hard time hearing you. We're having an echo problem on our end.
Oh.
Do you have a speakerphone on, or?
No, I just have this phone on. That's all.
All right. It sounds better now. But so what were you saying? What's your favorite all-time CZW wrestler?
My all-time has to be Nick Gage. No, Zandig, because without Zandig, it would be no CZW.
Zandig sold the company?
What do you say?
What was your thoughts when Zandig sold the company to DJ Hyde?
Oh, I think really it was a good thing because, you know, Zandig is a good guy, but death match on every show, it just gets a little bit bland, you know. And DJ Hyde has good ideas, and those ideas are working. See, that's why we're trying to get this company on TV. We want to get on G4. That's what we're trying to do.
Right. Well, I wouldn't say Zandig did nothing but death matches. I mean, you had wrestling legends such as Trent Acid. You had Ruckus. I mean, half of the roster that's there right now came in. Yeah, a lot of the wrestlers that are there now, most of the wrestlers came in through John Zandig. So I wouldn't say that he was all death matches, all show, you know.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And especially about Ruckus, this is very underrated of all, because he should be in the bigger two companies by now. This guy has worked his butt off. He does cool moves. He's a very good worker in the business.
Yeah. Of all the matches you watched CZW, what was your favorite match you've ever seen?
Oh, my favorite? Let me see. Ruckus versus Trent Acid. Probably.
That was a good one. They wrestled quite a bit, and yeah, definitely.
Let me see. another one. Lobo versus John Zandi. Every match had a good match. Every match they had together was a good match.
Yeah, especially the first Deja Vu. No rope barbed wire. Unbelievable.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. What was your favorite show that they ever had?
My favorite show this year that sold out this year was, Cage of Death, because we sold out. It was a sellout. Everybody came. We had even turned people away, which was sad, because we know they wanted to see the show. But for safety reasons, we had to do that, you know.
Yeah, so, me and Eric were there. Yeah, absolutely.
See, we interact with our fans. We tour. We go to Japan. We go to UK. We might go back to the UK.
Have you gone to Japan?
No, I haven't gone to Japan. I would love to go to Japan.
Oh, okay. All right. If you were to, you know, pick out a match that you would love to see in CZW, what would it be? That hasn't happened yet.
My number one, I would love to see Davey Richards come in there and wrestle Drew Gulak.
I think that would be a quick match.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be real quick. Davey Richards, he's a tremendous athlete.
I have all the respect
that would
Davey
be.
All the respect.
What's your thoughts on the WWE?
I don't even talk about the WWE. See, WWE just monopolized it. They are a monopoly. So, like fans that we don't want the PG rating. They don't listen to the fans either. But, you know, Vince changed the business for good and bad. But I wanted to talk about TNA because I need to get my thoughts out there. I just want to shut my ears up.
You go ahead.
All right. TNA, you cannot thrive off of WCW. You cannot do it. And when Eric Bischoff and Vince Russo, I have zero respect for, he is a cancer to the wrestling business. Like Jim Cornette said, I respect this man. I met Jim Cornette at a wrestling show in 2007. And he shook my hand, and I remember the exact words he told me. What's up, boss? I remember that. But like I'm saying, TNA cannot thrive off WCW. TNA is not WCW. TNA is TNA. WCW is WCW. Vince Russo thinks this 1997 booking is going to work. No, it's not going to work. When you keep pushing guys like Sting, you bring Scott Steiner back. It's not going to happen.
Yep,
this Dixie Carter is a mark. She's just a straight-up mark for herself. She doesn't listen to the fans. What makes me mad is that she goes to these fan access shows and tries to talk to the wrestling fans. But it's like that she is talking behind your back, because as soon as you leave, it's like they're laughing at you behind your back because they keep booking stupid stuff. Immortal versus, this is like the NWO versus WCW.
Yeah, like a video game.
And this, what do you call it? TNA is just so messed up right now.
If you had the opportunity or the power to fix TNA and do it the right way, what would you do with TNA?
First of all, I would shut the company down for probably about 5 months. I would, all those 45-year guys, except for Kurt Angle, that's the best thing TNA has done is acquire Kurt Angle when he left WWE. But other TNA decisions, though, I would shut the company down. Like, release the people that don't matter. Matt Hardy is not going to get over. You're fired, Matt Hardy. Let me see. Scott Steiner is not going to get over. You're fired. Tell me, the people, Vince Russo, fire him. You're fired, Vince Russo. We don't want you here. You have done nothing for us. And I would hire Paul Heyman and Gabe Sapolsky from Dragon Gate. I would hire those two guys so they could fix this company, and we'd be a success.
You would hire Gabe and who else?
Paul Heyman, the best two bookers in this business. And I would tell, just say that do your thing, you know, because they know what they're doing. And Vince Russo does not know. He's an embarrassment to this business. He's a laughing stock. And Jeff claimed that TNA has been profitable this year. Last year, you know, late last year, this year, whatever, is complete bogus. I don't believe it's bogus. I know they don't release their buy rates, but it's been leaked to the internet that their buy rates is under 10,000 pay-per-view buys.
Yeah.
First of all, they don't care about their pay-per-view. Dixie Carter has even said that. You have to care about your pay-per-view. If your main pay-per-view show, Bound for Glory, has empty seats at the Oakley Center, I can't take your company serious. I really can't. I read on an internet article about Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor has sold out a 13,000 building overseas or something. I read this. Somebody has put this up there. TNA.
13,000, huh?
A 13,000 arena stadium or something. Overseas, probably. Probably working with one of those Japanese. But Japanese.
Sounds good for them.
But TNA, their biggest sellout was 5,000 people. Mick Foley has confirmed that. The 8,000 people over in the UK was a lie. That's what somebody said. It was a lie. See, they just say that so that you could be more interested in seeing their product. But I'm not interested.
I just kind of wondered, what would you think about a main event? Now, be completely honest. Now, there's an indie company out there right now, and the main event is going to be Balls Mahoney versus Rhino. What do you think about that? Do you think that's a good main event?
No. First of all, this has to be, no, not knocking on this indie promotion, but this indie promotion has to be like a no-name indie promotion that nobody knows.
I'd agree with you.
This is probably a no-name indie promotion. And I don't think that's a good main event. Balls Mahoney, he's not even main event.
And what he's going to do, this guy, he's gonna have no ref for the first 20 minutes, so you know the match will be really long.
Oh, my God. I would not pay $2 to see that match.
Right. I'd agree. So stay away from Florida if you don't want to see that.
No.
Just wondered, you know, some of those indie companies out there, they do random things. They, you know, everybody's got their own idea what random people think about it. Just kind of wondered. What do you think about, say, IWA Mid-South and the things they've done with Ian?
I don't really respect Ian Rotten either. Ever since Mike Levy incident, I think he's a coward, in my opinion. I respect some of the things IWA Mid-South has done, but this guy can't even draw 100 people at his show anymore. Nobody cares. And Ian Rotten, overrated. Only reason why he gets over now, really, created his own company. Paul Heyman fired this guy from ECW because, you know, you can't work, you got to leave. And I'm just saying, they have built stars like CM Punk, Chris Hero, Jimmy Jacobs, which I highly respect. I like Jimmy Jacobs, and et cetera. But, you know, Ian Rotten, no. I am not saying. I don't really like Mickey Knuckles' work either. I'm not a fan of Mickey Curry.
She's a tough chick, man. What do you think about when XPW tried to come in and run CZW out of South Philly.
Oh man, this is funny because I made a XCW video and I took it down because I didn't want it up there anymore, and I'm trying to promote CZW. But XCW, you can't duplicate what ECW did. To me, XCW was just a wannabe ECW that tried to get over, but they didn't. Only reason why XCW was so good was because they had New Jack and Terry Funk, Sandman, Sabu, Raven. So that's really why. But anyway.
Yeah, they're going to have Raven on that show with Balls and Rhino, too.
Yeah, this that's funny. I just can't believe it. But, yeah, you can't run CZW out of their own territory. And when XCW was starting to gain success, it just crashed down on them when Rob Black was investigated by the FBI for having an illegal porn company.
Yep.
And that's when the company had to shut down, you know. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
XPW failed because XPW elected to fail, you know. And now I see fans want this show back. I'm just saying, I see this on Facebook. Why would you want a company back that was just a wannabe ECW?
Right.
Just not. And then they even tried with Wrestling Society X, and that failed too. That didn't even last a full season on MTV.
Yeah, that was a kind of crazy concept altogether. You know, they did a half-hour wrestling show.
With stuff blown up. That's not believable. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I just hope this...
Well, they actually did a... They did several takes on those matches. Like, they would say cut, and then they would stop, and then they would try it again. And that's not really wrestling.
Oh. Yeah, it's not really. Like, failed. I just hope that Lucha Libre USA does a good job. I hope they don't fail either. The thing about Lucha Libre USA, though, is they need to get their storylines, like, meaning seriously. Because I don't really take their storylines seriously. They have good Lucha Libre wrestling, but their storylines are not serious to me.
All right. Are you a fan of any other independent companies out there?
Yes. I like Ring of Honor. I like Dragon Gate. I like, what's that company? I like New Japan, Old Japan, Big Japan, OVW, Evolve, Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of mostly all indies, but, you know, like I'm saying about TNA, and I heard about Dixie Carter saying all these big announcements with TNA is going to go huge here. No, it's not. I don't believe it. Dixie Carter
crazy.
Trying to beef up the X Division. I just want to say this. You know who I would hit for the X Division? If I was Booker TNA, do you want to really know the wrestler?
Right.
I would get the Human Tornado, even though he's retired, but I would try to get him to come back because have you seen Human Tornado's match?
Oh, yeah. I think he's wrestling again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would.
He worked for Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Yep, as their PWG champion. That's it.
Yep.
And that good feud with Chris Hero, too. You know,
yeah.
I would get him. I would get Jimmy Jacobs. Let me see. Who else? I would get Ruckus because from CZW. I would get Ruckus. And I would get TJ Perkins. Yes, the X Division would be the main thing of TNA, like they were in 2005. I wouldn't really care about the main event scene. I would get good wrestlers for the main event scene. But the main focus, if I was running TNA, would be the X Division. That would be different from WWE. We would totally be different from WWE.
Right.
TNA is like a Kool-Aid stand. You have a Kool-Aid stand, which is like TNA. and you have the Coca-Cola, which is like WWE. But that if you bring that Kool-Aid stand and you...
So you like Coca-Cola better than Kool-Aid? Is that what you're saying?
No, this is where I'm going. If you bring out many different flavors, like you have different flavors in TNA, you know, different things and different people, just make it colorful,
right.
A colorful company that people would like, you know, it will go far. But when you have a guy named Eric Bischoff knocking these internet fans, I think it's uncalled for. He called a wrestling fan an a-hole on an interview on Monday Night Mayhem. And, yeah, I just don't believe it. And this Vince Russo guy thinks he's so such a legend. Next he could be calling himself a legend. I bet you. Because this guy knows nothing about the business. He is embarrassing the wrestling business.
Well, he made David Arquette a champion.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing right there. You do not make a movie. I'll tell you why he did it. To get publicity. And it did not work. People didn't care about David Arquette. They didn't. Just because you have
right.
a movie ready to rumble doesn't mean people are going to care. That movie bombed in the box office. And you put a belt on David Arquette. I know how it went. It was a tag team match. With, let me see, Eric Bischoff and some guy. I think it was Jeff Jarrett, I don't know. And you had DDP and David Arquette. David Arquette covered Bischoff or Jeff Jarrett, one of the two. And David Arquette won the WCW title. That was mistake number
one.
That's why WCW, totally. That's why WCW went down. They would put it on the AOL Time Warner merger. The guys would have kept WCW around if he wasn't doing stupid booking. And David Arquette even admitted himself that he didn't want the belt. And they forced it on him. This is the same route that TNA is going to go. Because
I call it belt rape.
Bob and Janice Carter is ready to pull the plug. Spike TV has already canceled Reaction. People just don't care anymore. And then we can see Ring of Honor get a national TV deal and step up as the number two promotion. You know? A promotion that cares about its fans. Because TNA is just a joke, in my opinion. A joke.
Well, Ring of Honor just lost their TV deal, so it's not going too well there.
I think it's a gain for them because I think really it's a gain because now they can, more TV networks can say, well, we want Ring of Honor on our show because they are kind of like fixed, legit wrestling, kind of. We can have them.
Have you watched Jersey All-Pro at all?
Oh, yes, I like Jersey All-Pro, kind of.
Did you know that they weren't even going to run a show last year?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, they did, though. They did. AJ Styles actually worked in CZW. Did you see that match?
I know he was in CZW, but he wasn't, like, on the roster, really. He made
it. Oh, no. It was a one-time thing.
Yeah, I know that. And people say, well, AJ Styles worked for CZW, so why are you – it's like you're being a hypocrite. And Reggie, why are you saying this for, Reggie? I'm saying it because it's the truth, you know. We don't want wrestling to look like art. It's a man in combat, two men in combat. You have a wrestling business. You have good wrestlers. You book the show correctly. See, this is how we're going to book TNA. You cut 12 pay-per-views a year is atrocious for TNA. They don't need 12 pay-per-views a year. I would cut it down to 6. Every 2 months you have a
shut them down for 5 months. Cut it down to 6. Yeah, I'm getting it.
Yeah, you will have a storyline. You will build the storyline. It will be an intense storyline that people can get into. Especially the X Division storyline, build that storyline, build the main event storyline, build the low card storyline.
What if they just set their ring on fire and went home?
I wouldn't know what to think at all. Set their ring on fire.
I mean,
and ran home.
Yeah, it was just an idea, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it doesn't seem like they're using it right, so just, you know, maybe abandon ship. Who knows?
Yeah, just give it up and say, I'm going home to get this. But, yeah. Six pay-per-views a year, and all in the impact zone, except for lockdown and Bound for Glory. Why would you have all your pay-per-views in the impact zone? It makes your company look lazy. You know, hey, because I know the workers don't all want to go on the road, but hey, it's a wrestling company. If you don't want to go on the road, go home. You're fired. Goodbye. We don't need you here. We can get somebody else. I don't understand why these main event guys think they're all that. Because if I was in charge, I'd fire him. Especially, I know he don't work there anymore, but Kevin Nash, when he talked about TNA the first time, I would have fired him. He would have just been fired.
Who's that?
Huh? I would just fire Kevin Nash.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets plenty of money.
Yeah, I know. He's a greedy guy. And Sting, I would just use him for attracting TNA fans. Like, do meet and greets. Like, he just comes there in his face paint and just sign autographs. I wouldn't even use him really on the show.
Who's Sting?
TNA would be a young guy between the ages of 23 to, like, 38 years old. I would just use him that way. 40-year-old guys, they need to, like Paul Heyman said, I chop your effing head off and you're gone. That's what Paul Heyman said on this interview show. And
I didn't hear that. He's chopping heads. What about Ric Flair?
I'm sorry, but he needs to go too. Ric Flair, I respect Ric Flair, but that was the TV. I respect Ric Flair, but he needs to go too.
Yeah, well, to be the man, you got to beat the man. I mean, that's obviously part of the game.
61 years old, he's kind of reminding.
Yeah.
Now he's just being like, I need to be in business. I know he cares about the business, but you don't want to be a Gypsy Joe. You heard about Gypsy Joe, right? Gypsy Joe. Yeah, this 74-year-old old dude that keeps on wrestling. That New Jack almost murdered in the ring.
New Jack hit him with a aluminum bat and he moved on. No problem. Shake it off.
Yep.
He's a tough man.
Yep, I respect him. But you know,
absolutely.
The Vince Russo guy, Dixie Carter just needs to listen to the fans and fire Vince Russo. They should have got Paul Heyman while he was available. They should have.
Right. Now, you had mentioned Takara earlier. Do you think any of the members of the Colony are as talented as Drew Gulak?
Yeah, they're more than talented. They're good workers. Pinky Sanchez.
Okay.
I know he's in a BDK. Pinky Sanchez didn't take it seriously, and he blocked me. But if Pinky Sanchez hears this, I really like Pinky Sanchez. He's a good worker.
We had him on
the Facebook group. Yes, I respect that guy. Well, if you block me, Pinky, I thought the group thing where you have the Facebook groups, I thought it was like a chat. I just learned that they're just pop-ups kind of thing. But Pinky Sanchez, if you're hearing this, and if I made you mad, I apologize, Pinky. I have respect for you, and I always will, because he works his butt off in this business. you know. But the, right. these people that does nothing in this business, like Kevin Nash, go home. We don't need you anymore. But, you know. Like John Moxley.
Yeah,
I like this guy's world champ. John Moxley.
Yeah, you hear that, Eric?
World champ.
Yep. Sure is. What do you think his chances are against Egotistico Fantastico, formerly Egotistico Fantastico, Robert Anthony, getting two shots in February?
I think Ego is going to, I mean, Robert Anthony, as we know him now, I think he's going to win the title.
Right.
And hold on, I'm going to the internet site right now.
That's right, J-Cat. Mox is going down. That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to tell
anything's possible, but the man has a... Oh, yeah, I already know who's going to be on the show.
No, I just want to tell them.
Yeah, I already know all of that.
Yeah, I want
to. Oh, we do this week in and week out. This isn't new to me. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we got Homicide versus Gran Akuma. We got Moxley versus Ego. We got B-Boy versus Drake. We have Philly's Most Wanted versus the Briscoes.
The Briscoe brothers.
And, what else do we got? That might be all that they scheduled thus far.
I think they're
still
announcing more matches.
They have DJ Hyde versus Greg X1.
Oh, I forgot about the epic battle. Right. What do you think about DJ Hyde versus Greg X1?
Yep. A disgruntled employee.
Right. What do you think about that match?
I think this is going to be a good match. I think it could go either way. But my prediction, I think Greg Excellent is going to come out on top. I just want to tell my CZW fans, watch this show. Hold on 1 minute, okay?
All right. Holding on. Just trying to stay with it. And this is a radio show. Here we are.
An awesome radio show.
I don't have any hold music.
An awesome radio show.
I don't have any hold music.
So I will be singing.
Maybe a cricket? Hey, where did Reggie go? It's a three-way dance now. It is now Reggie, DJ, and Greg Excellent next month.
In a challenge.
In
a hardcore panes of glass, no rope barbed wire, death match for the season.
Very possible. I can't understand where someone just tells me to hold on during a radio interview. Go ahead.
The CCW World Heavyweight Champion, DJ Hyde.
That's an abortion. all right. Where are we? Well, what's going on in Virginia?
Nothing really. Same old.
CCW just announced Reggie versus DJ versus Greg Excellent in a panes of glass. No rope barbed wire match, so that's all we know.
That's amazing.
But yeah.
Good luck.
But yeah, for the people that don't know, my YouTube account is H9Uable. You spell it H, the number 9, U, A B L E. You just type that in, and you'll find my.
How did you come up with that?
For the people.
How did you come up with that tag name?
I don't know. I think it's
that would make it easy, like Reggie.
Yep.
All right.
Don't want to delete my account and
start
all over again.
Hey, a spoiler.
Yeah, you could have just made it Reggie.
Spoiler alert.
No, it's okay.
Spoiler alert.
What?
Apparently, they're announcing tonight on Jersey Upper Radio that Low Key will be battling Sammy Callahan.
This is my lord.
Sammy
Callahan is a good worker, and you have Low Key returning. WWE fans know him as Cabal, But to us, we know him as Low Key. And this guy is a good worker.
Absolutely.
This guy, Low Key, was in New Japan Pro Wrestling. He tours a lot. He used to tour. And this guy is a real... He has...
Who do you think is the better worker, Low Key or Drew Gulak?
Low Key all the way. But Drew Gulak, for an up-and-comer guy, Drew Gulak worked his butt off to be that wire champion. But, you know.
So,
Low Key
no,
all
wait.
The way.
But Drew Gulak is better than Low Key, is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying Low Key is better than Drew Gulak. But Drew Gulak still
has
respect. Because
I gotcha.
At least he puts it all. At least he don't half do it in the ring like WWE guys. Because WWE, I just want to clear something up that I found on the internet. WWE guys. Okay, people saying that WWE guys only, they don't do spots and all. Like, they do headlock, punch, punch, headlock, punch, punch, kick, finisher. In Ring of Honor, they say they do spot after spot after spot. See, Ring of Honor is wrestling. I don't think some of the YouTube guys know that. Ring of Honor is supposed to be professional wrestling. We respect the sport, unlike TNA and sometimes WWE. We don't make fun of the sport. We take the sport very seriously. That's what the indies are for. CZW, I know we do ultra-violent matches sometimes, but we still have technical wrestling. And wrestling without hardcore, we still respect the sport.
Right.
I respect the sport.
Absolutely.
I respect Jim Cornette. Who else do I respect?
Well,
I respect Jerry.
As far as spots, I mean, John Cena pulled down like 30 chairs on top of a steel table that had another wrestler underneath the table. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a spot to me.
Yeah. I'm just saying what these people on YouTube are saying. And,
And maybe you can get a little more into that and give a good message to the haters and really, you know, the people who are fucking lazy, the people who say that, you know, CZW is a backyard federation, and maybe you can rip into these people.
Okay, thank you. For those haters out there that come on my channel or talk about this company on YouTube, I just want to, before you talk, we have all kinds of wrestlers out there that wrestle for our company. We tour a lot in the UK and Germany and Japan, and we have talented workers, and I just want to say you do not know what we're talking about. And you're probably just a mark of yourself. You're just probably just a mark. But for the fans who understand, that don't watch CZW and still understand that we have wrestling, I respect you guys. That's all I wanted to say. And I wanted to plug my YouTube account, H9UAble. H, the number 9, the letter U, A-B-L-E. Type that in, and you'll see my account. And I'd be talking about CZW reviews, and I do rant sometimes on daily normal life.
Right.
But I just want to tell
right
you.
Right now, you're hearing, Reggie rant on Yakuza Kick Radio, and that's what we're trying to get done. So, like I said, give us, you know, all you got, and, everybody that listens to our show is going to be in to Reggie right now.
Okay, so the name of your show is Yakuza Kick Radio, right?
Absolutely.
All right. I just wanted to tell you, thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And it was an honor being here.
Oh, it's not a problem, Reggie.
I hope we can do this again. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
I'm sure we can.
All right.
Yeah, it's not a problem, bro.
All right. Bye-bye.
Are we back? Holla at me, Eric. Eric.
Yes, we are.
Okay, we're back. Before we go any further, I hope everybody enjoyed Reggie and his various opinions on everything good and not good. Before we go any further, I'd like to give a special shout-out to a man keeping us very international right now, and that's Andrew Dixon in the UK listening live right now. He can't get into the chat room. The chat room's being a bitch. What can I do? Yeah, but big shout-out to him. I love to see people listen to us all over the place. It's like 2-something in the morning over there right now. It's probably like 2:45 in the morning right now, and he's over there listening to us. So a big shout-out to that guy. And so, yeah, let's get into everything else we got lined up tonight.
Okay.
All right. First off, yeah, Reggie, he's something else, man. We're going to, you know, try to keep this a current thing with him. We're going to bring him on a few more times. Not really sure if he's calling in tonight. He was supposed to, but, you know, the attention span is limited. I mean, you only got so much to work with, you know. So we'll see what goes on there. And beyond that, one thing. Definitely got to fucking talk about is the Royal Rumble. So, without further ado, what I can say about that is the undercard was complete garbage. I generally don't like WWE that much. I really don't. I paid attention to the women's match because I expected Kong to come out and just eat bitches alive, and that didn't happen. So, yeah, you got like a new women's champion that can't really wrestle all that well, and great. Anyway, so on to the actual Rumble match. I was probably 1 out of 5 people in the United States that liked that match. I don't know. I guess I'm just a minority. I mean, everybody shit on it. Everybody hated it. You know, oh, my God, fucking Alberto Del Rio won it. Oh, Jesus.
No. Don't be talking like that. Don't be saying that you're the only one in 5 people, because I like the Rumble. I'll be honest.
So we're 2 out of 5 people. I don't know what to tell you, but.
I had to give it a second look because, you know, when you're up and, you know, when you're watching the Rumble live and, you know, as it's happening, you get kind of caught up in the motions and you get kind of pissed off and, you know, certain people aren't coming out, you know, Awesome Kong didn't show up and, you know, you thought this person would show up.
Oh, no, she didn't show up. I'm pretty sure she wasn't booked and that was the deal there.
Right. But a lot of people thought she would come out.
I don't think she missed the flight. I'm pretty sure they decided not to use her, so.
Yeah, but a lot of people just thought, you know what I mean, like she'd be in the Rumble.
Right.
And
yeah, but
watched,
without any other women in there.
I thought a lot of the matches, a lot of the wrestling came off well. I liked the whole start with Daniel Bryan and Punk and, you know.
Yeah, I think the start with that, you know, was excellent. I mean, you got the really good start with Daniel Bryan and CM Punk in the ring. And then they added Regal. Regal, man, he put his boy over, man. He had a good amount to do with training Daniel Bryan. Brian Danielson, American Dragon, whatever you want to call him, in the early going, you know, back in the day. So he definitely put him over. I mean, Regal took some brutal fucking chest kicks, like brutal series of chest kicks, kicked to the head, the whole shit, man. I think Punk even kicked him in the head. He was just taking abuse. As a veteran, I mean, you got to respect that. I mean, this guy, he took severe fucking abuse and, you know, I don't even remember when he was eliminated. He just stood out for taking all the abuse and then went home. I mean, it was pretty impressive. Now, you had the whole Nexus Core thing. That was the one thing that I didn't really like because they hyped up big, like Nexus versus Core. And then they kind of just went Nexus versus John Cena instead of any of that for the most part. Because by the time, like, most of the Core came in, Nexus was gone. So I think they eliminated one Core guy, and then it was Cena killing everyone and whatever. You know, I think Cena's a piece of shit. I mean, he's super over, but, you know, I have no interest in the guy. John Morrison. Oh, man, I mean, what a fucking spot that was. You know, fucking getting knocked out of the ring, hanging on the fucking the barrier like a Garfield window cling, fucking tightrope walking and fucking long jumping back to the fucking ring steps. I mean, that was fucking impressive. I love to see innovation. And normally Morrison gets his innovation from stealing shit off of the indies. But I've never seen anything like that on the indies, so I'm going to go ahead and say he made that up, and that was pretty fucking cool. He's a great athlete, you know, whether he steals the shit or not. He's a great athlete. He's going to be around for quite some time unless he gets some injury. And, that was definitely one of those pop-ass moments, you know.
Right.
Another thing I liked that I didn't expect to like was Hornswoggle. Normally, I don't find this guy funny. I don't find this guy funny at all, but he did his little shtick. He came out, you know, taunted the wrestlers, tried to act like John Cena. I was shocked as shit to see him put Tyson Kidd on his shoulders and hit him with the attitude adjustment. I don't know, man.
I marked the hell out for that.
Not that Tyson Kidd is the biggest guy in the world, but for a midget to do that move to any fucking buddy, it's, I don't know, man. I would fucking give him credit. I mean, I thought that was pretty fucking cool. Everything else he did was garbage. I mean, every one of his little toad splashes or whatever the fuck he calls that shit, little fucking Goomba jumps or I don't know what he calls it, but those are horrible. He lands on his feet on, like, every bump. He's just a terrible, terrible fucking wrestler, and he entertained me for, like, 35 seconds, so that was pretty cool. Then Booger Sugar T came out, all fucking Booker skied out, and I mean, I don't know. I don't know what goes on in the locker room. I can pretty much tell you there's no wellness policy in his fucking day, but he came out, huge pop, fucking... He was spinneroonying in his fucking head. His eyeballs were spinneroonying as he fucking entered the ring. But, I guess that's why I always liked Booker T, but I liked the earlier Booker, the Harlem Heat Booker T, when, even WCW, when he had the TV title, when he was fighting Rick Martel and, the guys like that. Like, I mean, he was busting his ass back in the day and really didn't get that much credit. He had the Bobby Brown haircut and shit. I ain't against the dreads. I think they look cool and shit. I just don't think he's the same type of worker that he used to be. He was skied the fuck out of his skull. Then you got probably the biggest pop of the Rumble, which I don't really understand, but okay. Diesel. The old man dyes his hair and his beard and probably his pubes just to keep it all legit. And
too much information.
Well, you know, I'm just saying what probably happened. He probably, you know, went out bar hopping, picked up some young chicks and sold them on some I'm younger than I look. He came out. The fucking crowd goes bananas. He's still Kevin Nash. No one gave a shit about him fucking 2 weeks ago in fucking TNA. And now all of a sudden he's, oh, my God, Diesel's back. So, okay, whatever, fine. Fact of the matter is, like, let nobody miss the fact that he had to hold the fucking top rope to Big Boot Ray in his face. The shortest guy in the fucking Rumble, he had to hold the top rope to fucking Big Boot the guy. So let's nobody get fucking in over their head in talking about we need to see more Diesel, we need more Diesel, blah, 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 because he'll be fucking walking around with a title in no time and everybody will fucking find something else to watch on TV. So, you know. Before we get too hyped up, yeah, it's a cool moment. I ain't gonna lie, you know. Visually, it's a cool moment to see Diesel walking back into a WWE ring. But he could have turned around and walked back out, and it would have did the same fucking thing for me. So, that's that as far as I'm concerned. Down the end, I think the Santino shit was fucking hilarious. You know, he had his fucking, his cobra that I fucking laugh maniacally at every time I see it. And, as we had Ophidian on a couple weeks ago, and he did say that he's doing it wrong. You know, he's got it down pretty well, but it could be a little better if he possibly worked with the portal. maybe he would have won the Royal Rumble this year if he just hit that Cobra a little better. So,
with more of an oomph, you know.
Right, with more of an oomph. I mean, I think he should make a phone call to Egypt. That's just my opinion, but, you know, that's Santino's business. So he got eliminated. Winner, Alberto Del Rio. Now, here's my thing. People don't like the guy, people whatever. You know, he's a super heel. So he's doing his job. That's what that's called. He's a great wrestler. He's been a great wrestler for a long time. Been wrestling all over fucking Mexico for a long fucking time. Would you have rather see John Cena win it again? Would you have rather seen Randy Orton win it again? Would you rather see some of the same old motherfuckers win it again? I mean, yeah, I would have liked to see CM Punk win it, but the way that they started out with the whole CM Punk angle, with them just, like, running shop on the teams, you know, on everybody early on, they couldn't have gone through the whole Rumble like that. They had to get them taken out. So, that was, like, pretty much expected that Punk was not going to win it. Once they were running the table early, like, real early in a 40-man Royal Rumble, that would have killed the Royal Rumble for them to go the whole way like that. So, I understand why he didn't win it. And after that, I'm already like, okay, good, give me something new. I'm not saying, hey, I need Alberto Del Rio to win it right now, but hey, give me something new. Don't give me a 6-time fucking Royal Rumble champion or some bullshit like that, because I don't need it. I don't fucking need it. Send that shit somewhere else, because I really don't need it. So honestly, I'm happy with him winning that. It's a fresh face. It's somewhat different. You know, than your fucking usual suspects winning the fucking dance again. And, yeah, overall, I mean, when I combine everything that I just said, I think it was a pretty good Royal Rumble match, in my opinion. But, you know, other people would just shake their head and fucking, oh, my God, that was bullshit. Whatever. Go fuck yourself. So I don't know if you got any additional thoughts on Royal Rumble to add, or...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, to be honest with you, I like the whole Rumble, you know, the card, you know, going into it. I like main event opener.
Huh? What?
I liked how it had the main event opener.
Main event opener? Oh, you mean Edge with his running hug?
Yeah, that running hug.
Yeah, not a fan. It could have been a dark match, and I wouldn't have looked at it any different.
Whoa. But I like the Rumble. To be honest with you, I thought it flowed a lot better. You know, the timing and stuff of that.
Right.
I thought a lot of, you know, it was pretty much, you know, it was really good with the timing and stuff of that.
Right. Well, you know, on to another topic that I have a good amount of fucking shit to talk about, because it came about the next night on Raw. Now, everybody's fucking talking about this. Motherfuckers are changing their profile picture, every fucking thing else. Let's talk about the man they call Sting. Motherfucker. Listen, I have always liked Sting for the most part. I like the Sting that fought Muda. I like the Sting that fought Steamboat. I like the Sting that, and it's not necessarily a look that I'm talking about, but the old blonde-haired Sting was definitely a better fucking worker. I mean, this was Sting in his prime. Now, he reinvented himself, did the whole Crow thing, whatever. Got over for a good amount of time. Had some good outings. But overall, the fucking guy, I mean.
Reggie?
Yep. We got
him.
You put him on?
Yeah, let's put Reggie on. I'll go back in this thing because I could go for a while on that shit. Let's get Reggie on and ask him a few more questions.
All right, Reggie's going to be on. All right. Oh,
Reggie!
Yep.
Hey, how you doing, guys? How you doing, Jay?
We're doing all right. So, we were just getting into talking about the Royal Rumble. What were your thoughts on the Royal Rumble?
I'm proud that they picked Alberto Del Rio to win. That's a good thing.
You like that?
Up talent.
All right. What do you think about the Sting thing?
I think he's coming to WWE finally.
He kind of went back on his word after all these years of saying that he would never go there.
Yep. But I think he want to finish his career in WWE.
I guess. Those are definitely some hot topics right now. Did you listen to the Wrestling Soup last week?
About this guy named Vig Valance is golden calling in and sounding like me. And before that, yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. It was kind of brutal. That was on the Sunday after the Royal Rumble. I meant the earlier one where they did the whole the C is for a bit.
They did another rant on me?
Huh?
You said they did another rant
on me? Well, no, not another one, but not this past Sunday, the last Thursday.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah. You had told Mitch online that you enjoyed that. Can't imagine how, but what was your favorite C is for?
C is for cookie, that was funny.
Yeah. Cookies are good. Cookies are definitely good.
I just wanted to ask your viewers a question. Help the CZW. Okay.
Right.
Hey, my name is Reggie, for anyone that's wondering, and I love to watch you here, Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're trying to get CZW on national TV, and I was wondering, can you help us? We need 1,000 callers to call the network in one day. 1,000 callers. Then Maven Bentley will get his distributor to talk to the networks to get CZW on TV. How would
personally,
that sound?
I would change my number if someone called me 1,000 times in one day.
No, this is for the network.
I hear you. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many people they got working there, but that's a lot of phone calls.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you think it's crazy that, like, in wrestling, you know, in hardcore matches, they've used cookie sheets many times but never a frying pan?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this, huh?
Well, I gotta ask, man. It's your weapon of choice. What can I do?
Really?
You know?
Yep.
Let's talk about that video a little bit. What possessed you to go to the kitchen and pull out a frying? You passed the knife drawer. You passed a rolling pin. All the other things in the Tom and Jerry cartoons, and out came the frying pan. What made you come up with that?
I thought it would be funny. Don Tony wouldn't take it so seriously. He took it very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
It was just supposed to be a joke.
Well, he took it so seriously, and he's so smart that he was going to call the Pennsylvania police on you.
I don't know what they were going to do because
you don't live there, but that's what he was going to do.
Yep.
I don't know.
Hey, Jake.
What's up?
I don't know if I want to take this call, because this call, this guy was supposed to call in to apologize to me, and now he's calling in again.
Oh, all right.
Do you want to take it? I mean, we know who it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you. I mean, maybe you want to, you know, clue Reggie in on who this is calling in, so maybe he could ask him a question or something, but I mean, right. I don't know, man. Go ahead.
I mean, the guy is a big jerk, and you know, all he does is act like a fucking asshole sometimes, and you know, supposed to be calling to apologize, and I don't understand why he's calling in now. I told him to call 20 minutes ago, and let's put him on. All right, Mass Maniac, why the hell are you late?
I got a lot of things going on. I'm in the gym. I'm lifting things up and putting them down. I don't always have time to call in these bullshit radio shows.
I don't appreciate Maniac. You're supposed to be apologizing to me. We also have Reggie on, you know, YouTube guy and has a lot
Reggie Jackson? I love Reggie Jackson. He was one of my favorite players.
I know. Reginald Tiller, that's what his name is. He does a lot of videos, you know, youtube.com/H9UAble. You know what I'm saying? That guy, he's on the air with us too. You know, longtime CZW fan, you know.
Well, that's fantastic. I don't know what you're talking about, but that's wonderful. I'm running a promotion out in Florida, and I got balls. I got balls, and I got Rhino. Main event. What can touch that type of thing?
I don't know. Balls Mahoney versus Rhino. We talked about that during the interview with Reggie. Reggie, what do you think about that match? Balls Mahoney versus Rhino. I mean, that match sounds terrible. I don't know why you're running that maniac.
Like I said at first, in my last interview with you guys, I would not pay $2 to see that match.
That's good, because it costs $15 to get into my show, so $2 won't get you nothing but a hot dog and a kick up the ass. I gotta tell you.
I don't think anybody cares about your no-name indie fed, Mass Maniac.
It's
PWX. It's PWX. And that's what it is. I got Kamala. He's got a star on one titty and a moon on the other.
Wait a minute, Reggie. Before, I want my apology. I'm getting tired of this bullshit. You're walking around this apology. I want you to say right now, I apologize for calling in and acting like an unprofessional jerk. Now, who the hell's going to check out your show, by the way? 60-year-old people in Florida? I don't think so. That show looks garbage. I'm
ashamed.
I gotta
tell you, I got a hard-on watching Kevin Nash walk back through the curtains and to the ring, and the crowd went crazy. And then I thought, who am I going to book against Raven? Who am I going to book against Raven? I don't even know now. I'm running out of 50-year-old guys. They keep getting booked.
Honestly, I think you should work a little bit more with maybe Fat from Jersey All-Pro, who wasn't even supposed to run a show in 2010. To be honest with you, Maniac, your show sucks. Why would people want to check out your show? And I heard that you also added New Jack to the show. I mean, come on, really? These guys can hold nothing. Why don't you bring in guys
like... original gangster. I don't think you would say any of this stuff to his face. You got to be out of your mind. My arms are like 2 miles wide and 5 miles deep. It's crazy. It's insane the way my arms stick out. And I'm running a show that... The only reason I'm sorry, I got to tell you, I'm sorry that you don't live in Florida to see the best show to ever go on the independent circuit. I got to tell you.
I think you're ridiculous. I think you're ridiculous. Don't, I mean, am I right, Red? Is this Fed ridiculous or what? Do they think that they're going to make a profit? Do you
think
I
got to go, guys, because I'm getting ready to go to bed, so I'll talk to you guys later, all right?
You better make it out to Florida. I got to see you. All
right. Hey, Jay, I got to go, man.
All right, man. Yeah, we'll see you later.
All right. Bye-bye, man.
Yeah, this Maniac guy is crazy.
No, crazy?
What are you must be crazy talking to me like that.
Mass Maniac.
I don't even know why I call into this show.
Mass Maniac, you call in because you want to get made fun of all the time. Your show sucks. Your guys you work for are a bunch of has-beens. You shouldn't even be running the show. You should be thanking J. Cat Morris, who actually, you know, invites you on the show. Because, I mean, Jay always says, You know, I want Mass Maniac on every week. I want Mass Maniac on every week. And I keep saying, no, 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 Jay. And Jay keeps going, you know, oh, we'll have him on. We'll, you know, we'll talk about promotion. I guess Jay kept getting a little bit, you know, little money, you know, from you. But, you know, maybe you're giving him some money. I don't understand it. You know,
I don't pay anybody. Everybody's a ticket seller to me.
That's true.
Everybody's selling tickets. And I got to tell you, there is no way in hell I'm paying a single person. I wouldn't even fly in an independent person.
I heard you're like Tabitha the stiffer. I heard that you like to stiff everybody.
I'm not a stiffer. I'll tell you something about that guy. He cancels shows left and right. He cancels shows more often than I change my underwear, and that's a lot. And it's crazy. I got a potent penis, and I go to Disney World like every day.
I don't care what you have.
It's insane.
You're ridiculous.
I got a spray can and an orange penis. It's insane.
And that's for your own personal Mass Maniac. Nobody wants to hear about your damn promotion. I hope this is the last time that we hear for you, Mass Maniac.
Oh, you'll hear from me every time that I want you to hear from me, because I called in like the virus. I'm like the plague. I run in and I take the whole town out. Let me tell you something. That other guy's listening. He better give me my flyers. I've had it up to here. And when I'm saying here, I got my hand right above my penis. And I'm saying I had it up to here. With this guy not giving me my flyers. I better have Kamala, Raven, New Jack, Demolition. You can just put the next 580 stars that you want on the flyer and just call it a day.
Your show's going to draw, what, 20 people? Come on.
14,000, the same amount that Ring of Honor drew in Japan.
Yeah, I think you're smoking a little too much weed. Do I have to call the Florida authorities on you to get you arrested on possession?
I don't smoke drugs at all. I stick them in my ass, and it makes my arms big.
Well, Mass Maniac, I'm going to say it right now. I love to do this, but I'm going to hang up right now. Click. You know what, J-Cat? I want some of this money that you're getting from Mass Maniac, because to be honest with you, he must pay you a lot of money to come on to show.
He's sending me piles of tickets, man, and I just throw them away. I don't know what happens next, but he keeps just sending me piles of tickets, and I just throw them in the garbage. And I'm actually, you know, I do my show out here in front of the fire and stuff, and I just burn them every week. And I mean, it makes great kindling, but I don't know how much it's costing him to print out these tickets and call in my show every week. I mean, that's just, I guess that's his business.
Maybe that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to sell that fucking stupid-ass show. But I guess if you tried selling them, maybe one person off the street will buy it for $5, and it'll be some hope.
I think he might have just sold Reggie. I think Reggie's on his way to Florida, if you ask me.
Yeah, instead of that sleeping, he's probably going to...
Oh, he's packing his bags. He's packing his fucking
bags.
Already
told
me that,
I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Florida, baby. I'm going to Florida.
I would imagine. Yeah, he was pretty short-lived with us tonight. I don't know why,
I want an apology next week for that. This bullshit. This is ridiculous.
Well, so far, no good. But, no, back to Sting. Listen, man, the guy is held out for all these fucking years. His family owns fucking Borden. This is Steve Borden, motherfucking Borden cheese, butter, fucking whatever the fuck.
Years old. He's 50, 60 years old.
How old?
Well, he's like 60 years old. Thing.
I don't know, man. These guys are like him and Undertaker combined for over 100 years old.
Hey, why don't we throw Ric Flair in this match? Make him a special guest referee while we're at it.
Well, I don't see why we don't just hire Flair and Hogan back and make it a fucking four-way and put the fucking strap on the line. Why not?
Yo, I think what WWE really needs to do, J-Cat, I'm being real honest when I say this. I have a serious face. I really think that Vince needs to, bring in Paul Heyman back and Gabe Sapolsky to be the bookers for WWE. I really think so. I'm dead serious.
And they should take 6 months off.
It was five months.
Well,
that's
I'm going to extend it because I think they fucked up that much. It needs to be 6 months now. And then ignite the ring. I found that from somebody else. Light the ring on fire and go home. That's just my personal opinion. Who knows? Who fucking knows? Shout out to the chat room, whoever's in there.
Andrew,
I know Juan's in there.
Andrew Dixon is cracking up, apparently. He's enjoying the show. This is according to Nina. Oh, and special shout out to Nina for promoting the show. Look crazy. I've seen like what, a million different places that she was posting.
Of course.
So, good stuff.
Shout out to Juan. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, which I think consists of like fucking Eric, Nina, Juan, and a couple like unknown guests. Andrew's listening. I know that. And yeah, big shout out.
My buddy. A friend of mine, Nick, is actually listening in the chat room, DDP.
Shout out.
Not DDP, but DDP.
DDP, yeah. We shouted out him earlier in the chat. Nina shouted him out with a bang.
Bang!
I told her to type self-high-five, and she didn't, but self-high-five and shit.
I'm gonna have to listen. I'm gonna have to when we're done with the show tonight. I'm gonna have to go on YouTube and find DDP's song and listen to it, because now with when you said self high five, I it stuck in my head.
Well, if that does it for you. But anyway, listen, Sting, he's old as shit. Fucking.
Tell us something we don't already know, though. Tell us something
apparently I'm telling people something that they don't already know, because people wouldn't be posting his fucking face on their profile and acting how excited they are if they knew he was, like, fucking 50 years old. I mean, I have no fucking idea what these people are doing. And, Sting, all these years, he was the only guy that would not work for Vince. Why is that a great thing that he's shitting on his morals right before he fucking retires? To job to Undertaker and retire.
It's all about the money. It's all
about the money. The motherfucker was a millionaire before he was born. Like, come on, man. He was born from a rich fucking family. Every time you buy Borden cheese, Borden butter, Borden whatever the fuck, you're giving his fucking family money. That's a fucking enterprise.
With my job, we deal with Borden cheese because I work for a dairy in a grocery store, and they freaking, we sell Borden. That sounded so stupid. Anyway.
What I'm saying is, like, it doesn't mean shit money-wise, Dan. The only thing I could say that if I'm going to play devil's advocate and I'm going to say, here's what it means to Sting. I would say this. I would say, he gets to go in the Hall of Fame next to Shawn Michaels.
Bullshit. I'm going to say right now, I think that's a load of shit. Has he ever worked for WWE? No. Does he deserve to be in the WWE Hall of Fame? No. Will he be in the Hall of Fame?
Made it a wrestling Hall of Fame, and being they own the rights to WCW, that's my other point.
I think that's stupid.
He gets the best of DVD that he doesn't have the ability to get his own work because it's owned by WWE. So he will get the Sting best of DVD. He will get the fucking Hall of Fame induction. He will job to Taker, and he will go home and walk off into the sunset. That's me playing devil's advocate. Do I think it's fucking worth it to shit on your morals? No.
What if it's not Sting?
I will laugh at every fucking faggot online posting that shit on their fucking profile and marking out. And Paul, fucking, when you listen to this shit, I swear to God, Paul, let it not be Sting. You will never hear the fucking end of it. Paul's my boy, but he's tormenting me with this because he knows how mad I am. And let it not be Sting, Paul, and I'm going to drive to fucking Maryland, Delaware, wherever the fuck side of that line you're sitting on, and dude, I'll be full fucking Sting face painted out, and I'm just gonna knock
go
on
pick
your door
Reggie
and laugh for
that?
20 minutes. What?
How about that? And you also go pick up Reggie probably while you're at it.
A what?
You'll pick up Reggie while you're at it.
No, he lives in Virginia. That's nowhere near there.
Shit.
It's not close enough. I'm gonna pretend like it's not close enough, even if it is. I would knock on his door and do that fucking woo, like that shit that he was doing in the Wolfpack for like as long as it takes before he calls the police. So that would be my move. I hope the fuck it is not Sting. Honestly, the boots, I mean, if you want to get all technical and geeked out, the boots look more like Undertaker boots, and Undertaker does wear a trench coat and has been on hiatus for a while. So very well could just be Undertaker returning before WrestleMania. I mean, to just say, hey, yeah, Sting Undertaker. Well, Undertaker still needs to come back, too. So, you know, that's fine. Either way, I don't doubt it's going to happen. I'm not the guy saying no fucking way is it happening. I'm just saying it shouldn't. It's garbage. And there's no plus as a fan. Like, no fan should be happy about that shit, you know? So.
Paul is, apparently.
Yeah, Paul's happy because other people aren't. Paul's a funny guy. That's the type of thing. He's just like, oh, you don't like that shit? Oh, I'll fucking tell you it every day. Paul's a great guy. Hey, man, there's some different shit going on out there. Fucking Dragon Gate USA just ran fucking 3 shows last weekend. Bravo, man. They ran 3 fucking shows. One in Philly, one in Jersey, one in New York, if I'm not mistaken.
Yo, fuck,
and,
that.
Fuck
that Dragon Gate fuckers. Fuck the Japanese people. I like the American guys that work for
fuck
Dragon Gate.
The Japanese people? Are you, what the fuck kind of statement is that?
The Japanese people. Fuck the assholes that did all that stupid shit. Yeah.
We have international listeners. I don't know if you've heard, but fuck the Japanese people is not a nice comment.
No. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't agree with animal abuse at all. You know, the people that took part in that and stuff, I mean, it was a little while ago now, but, you know, it still did happen. And, you know, from the start, I've never attended one of their shows, but they moved on past that. I haven't heard a negative thing about them animal anything-wise. So I will say that, but I got to tell you, I mean, they're running fucking awesome shows. They are running unbelievable fucking shows. They ran 3 in a row on the fucking East Coast, tore shit down. I mean, I could just spotlight one fucking guy. Last show, CCW, Rich Swann had the privilege to team up with Ryan McBride, as he has, which is fine. He had the privilege to work Joe Gacy and Ryan Slater, the Runaways. But then when he went on to do this weekend with Dragon Gate USA, dare I say, his opponents were Friday, Austin Aries, Saturday, Jimmy Jacobs, Sunday, Brody Lee. So, can I say that this company is at least doing something right? I think that's pretty accurate.
I agree.
And it's not to shit on CZW completely or anything along those lines. It's just to say that, you know, there's some really horribly made decisions and guys put on the bottom of the ladder that everywhere else in the fucking country, everywhere else they go, they're treated with high regard. So I would say, like, as far as, like, Rich Swann, that is a prime example of what I'm talking about as far as that. So, shit like that is getting my attention out of Dragon Gate. You know, I mean, they got incredible fucking athletes over there. Fucking BXB Hulk and fucking Yamato and, I mean, wait, the best of the best is the best in the country, is the best in the world. So, representing Dragon Gate, did we get BXB Hulk? Did we get Yamato? Did we get Seema? Johnny Gargano. Yeah, that's the best out of that company. That's right. Oh, my bad. So, yeah, that's, you know, one of those silly little moves that CZW has pulled. That they couldn't run a – they couldn't – like Pat Frank was the best of the best last year. They didn't even want to run a show last year. They decided no best of the best last year because we didn't have enough of the best. And then they pick a company and say, representing Dragon Gate, which would have to be the best, right? Because we already said that we couldn't do it last year because we didn't have the best. So the best out of Dragon Gate, Johnny Gargano, okay? Oh, the best out of Evolve, Chuck Taylor. No, I don't dislike either of these guys. They're, you know, I can't look at either one of these guys and say that, you know, they're bad wrestlers. I mean, Eric doesn't particularly like Johnny Gargano. I think he's a great wrestler, but the best at anything? Absolutely not. No fucking way. Yeah, that's just my opinion. Another topic. Video game fans. Call of Duty this weekend, Friday to Monday. Double experience points. Jump on that bitch. Prestige out, motherfuckers. Because y'all is on it, know what the fuck I'm talking about. And, it's the first double experience points weekend. So check that shit out come Friday morning to Monday morning. That'll be tight. Another video game looking forward to. We're talking about March, though. I think it's like the day before or day after my birthday, some shit like that. So it's either the 27th or the 29th. I think it's the 29th. Is WWE All-Stars. This game, they even added in Macho Man Randy Savage. You know, the friendship, the working relationship is really starting to come together again. This is like an
all
arcade
right, so
type game.
I need to ask you a question. I need to ask you the question.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think Macho Man Randy Savage isn't allowed in the WWE?
His own choice, honestly. I think like most of it has to do with his own choice. He took himself out of the limelight for the most part. There's always that rumor that he fucked Stephanie when she was underage and everything. So that's no secret. I'm nowhere near the fucking insides of the WWE, so I couldn't tell you whether that's true or not. I mean, I could tell you if it is true, that would probably be enough reason why they wouldn't want him around, but who fucking knows? You know what I mean? I know he definitely took himself out of the limelight. I mean, you didn't see this fucking dude in public. You didn't hear shit about him. He wasn't cutting no interviews. He did the fucking Spider-Man movie, and that was the only thing you heard about him in probably 10 years. And all of a sudden, he just resurfaced. You know, he started signing deals. I guess, you know, whether the money's running out or whatever the case may be, he's signing deals. You know, oh, shit, I'm going to do an action figure with WWE. So he did, you know, and now he's doing conventions and he's doing that. And he's getting himself out there that way. And I'm all for it. I mean, the dude's a fucking legend. And it's sad to see guys that are still alive just fade out and not, like, at least offer themselves out there, you know, for the fans. So, you know, just do a convention here and there. Do some autographs. Shake some fucking hands. Go home. You know, you ain't got to work till you die because you were great. But, you know, I mean, it's good to see a guy out there and still making some kind of money, too, because he deserves it. So, but like I said, the WWE All-Star game is more like an arcade game. It's like Tekken meets wrestling. So you got like all this crazy combo, like triple flip, fucking German suplex shit. It looks like a lot of fun to me. I'm gonna get it. But I don't know, man. It just looks like a lot of fun. I figured I'd mention it because, you know, talking to wrestling fans and shit. So I think it looks pretty cool. Who else is going to be in it? I'm not really sure, but I know Macho Man for sure, and that's a pretty cool deal. I think he does like a 450 elbow drop or some shit like that.
Oh, Andrew Dixon apparently says goodbye, and he thanks us for a great show because he's having problems staying connected due to the storm over there.
Not a problem, man. Stay safe. Hopefully see you next week. Yeah, man, so that's that. We're going to be promoting the shit out of CZW next week. We're going to have some guests on. We're working out the details on what guests.
Maybe Reggie, the CZW
ambassador. We Reggie. Might have that guy if we're lucky. And, you know, it's...
He might have to go to bed.
Huh?
He said he might have to go to bed early.
Who knows? I mean, we'll try him early then. But yeah, like that guy, there's other options. We definitely got other options. But yeah, we're gonna work on some shit. We're gonna be promoting the shit out of their show. They got that show. It's gonna be 3 days. You know, it's gonna be the Saturday after our next show, and it should be really good. Definitely, definitely.
JPW has a show this weekend over in. I don't know where the fuck it is.
I heard they weren't even going to run a show this weekend. They're doing
it? Oh, yeah. They're running in a fuck in the middle of the woods.
South River?
Yeah, I think that's where they're running.
Yeah, South River. That's where I think they got Low-Key versus Moxley.
Oh.
They got Low-Key versus Moxley, Sammy Callahan versus Monster Mac. They got, I don't know what else. I don't. Some other shit, though. They got some other shit. That's good. I mean, they booked some great fucking on paper matches. And I can't wait because I think they're going to be the first one to definitely book Sammy versus Low-Key.
Oh, boy. Juan.
As long as it's not double booked with CZW, and I hope the fuck it's in Rawway, I'm going, man. There's no way I'm not going to that shit. That is a dream match for me. I can't wait to see that fucking match. It's going to happen, and I can't wait.
Apparently, Juan thinks that he's going to be in WWE All-Stars the game. He says, I'm in it. Juan Rivera says that he's in WWE All-Stars.
Do they have a creator wrestler?
No, he says he's in the actual game.
Oh, okay. That sounds legit.
So apparently
I'm not buying WWE All-Stars the day after my birthday. No, I'm just playing. Well,
apparently Reggie's in the game, and all he does is talk the whole time and talk about TNA in a WWE game.
Who, Reggie?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yo, the frying pan finisher is ballistic, man. You can't fuck with that.
No, you can't.
Kicking out of the frying pan finisher.
No, it's not pinning, dude. It's knockout. It's total knockout. Total nonstop action, you know.
Right. Oh, man. It's unbelievable.
I'm bad today. I think I need to, you know, maybe calm down. Maybe next week I won't say a word. You know, I'm getting a lot of heat for this.
You're getting heat?
No, I don't know about heat. I'm just getting shit up as we go about heat.
What the fuck are you
talking
about?
Yeah, I know.
Standing in front of a fire and you got heat. Fuck out of here.
I got cold. I got antsy. What am I talking about, man? It's late, you know. Shit comes out of my mouth when it's late.
What time we got?
Got a 10:52.
Okay, let me throw out the plugs right quick. Again, I'm gonna continue this. Check my man Nick fucking Gage out. Send this dude a letter at Nicholas Wilson, inmate number 246670, P.O. Box 90430, Camden, New Jersey, 08102. Send him a letter. Show him some fucking love. For real, man. You know, give this guy a shout out. Just fucking tell him your feelings, whatever, man. Just give him something, man. There's not a lot of people to fucking talk to when you're in there. So, yeah, shout him out. Check out the wrestling soup, and your gypsies. Check out the gypsies.
I have very nice, but how much?
The gypsies are over at Wrestling Soup at Podomatic.com, 10:30. They're actually on right now, I think. They're definitely on right now, so when you're done with us, go check them the fuck out, because that's what the fuck I want to do. And check them on Archive, because if you're listening to us, you're missing couple minutes of them, so definitely check them out on Archive as well, and that's wrestling-news.com, wrestling-news.com, and check out my man Johnny Cashmere over at wildtalkradio.com, Life is Callous Radio with Johnny Cashmere. I believe that shit goes on at 7 o'clock on Sundays or some shit like that, but
yeah.
Check that motherfucker out, man. He does quite well, and you know, he's a good guy.
Why don't you promote Ultraviolent Radio, too?
Ultraviolent Radio. I don't know when it airs, but check that out. It's, I think, another
Google
blog
that.
Talk. Huh?
Google that shit.
Yeah, Google that shit. Now, I mean, you can check it out on czwrestling.com. They post it up on there when it does happen. I'm not really sure. I know it's a Blog Talk Radio show, so you could probably link off of that and sync it to your iTunes, so it'll just be on your iTunes every week. And then you can check that out. John House does a hell of a job over there.
I think
you know,
I think he he's bringing on Emil J, whatever that jerk. He's bringing
on
him.
To me. He had Greg Excellent on this past week talking about the shoot that Greg did on DJ in the ring. So that was a pretty big thing. And
he's bringing on Dennis Shock too next week.
Oh, Dennis Shock, really? That's weird. Kind of awkward.
He's bringing on all the people that Jay doesn't like. Wow.
You're trying to be funny. I thought you were serious. It's hard because I don't laugh when you try, and it's okay.
Yeah, fucking a-hole. Fucking bullshit.
I know.
Right. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to say it right now. I don't know how, you're supposed to be my co-host, but where the hell are you when Maniac comes at me like that? I mean,
I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm going to start chiming in because I'm about tired of his shit. I got to tell you. I'm actually starting to pick up some of his lingo. I'm getting so annoyed. That I got to tell you, man. He says that shit and it leaks into my brain while I'm sitting there listening. I'm clenching my teeth and punching stuff. I'm just like running around my yard punching trees and fucking knocking fence panels out. And I don't know how to contain myself anymore. So chances are, next week I'm going to chime in. I'm going to have a little talk with this fucking guy. And I think next week, it's going to be a little one-on-one J-Cab Mass Maniac because I've had about enough. And,
I need
some things to ask him about.
Oh, yeah?
I got a few things to ask him.
Hey, maybe you can do maybe a South Bronx type, You could go on the South Bronx this week. Yeah.
Well, no, the whole, there's only one guy that knows about the South Bronx, and that's Don Tony. Don Tony knows all about the South Bronx, and, rightfully so.
The South Bronx, South Bronx.
Yeah. He was an original member of the Boogie Down Productions, and, he split off to do an internet podcast at 40 years old. So, you can understand why Don Tony would know about the South Bronx, the South Bronx. And, you could check that fucking guy out on Monday if you would like to kill yourself and you need further motivation. But, whatever. It's all good.
You want to promote Jersey All Pro?
Let's promote the bleeding of your eardrums. That is Jersey All Pro Radio. I would recommend, because I like you guys if you're listening to me, turn your volume low. I know you probably are not going to be able to hear the interview either at all or very little. But when they do a sound drop, if you have it at a normal level, it will break your speakers and eardrums. And it's such a generic sound drop that it's not even going to give you entertainment value if it was at the right level. But the shit will tear through your fucking head. You will be in the emergency room for the sake of them playing a car crash sound drop. So I would recommend that you just keep it low and try your best. Stay in like a quiet room where no one else is talking, maybe turn the lights out or something, and listen to a very, very quiet interview. So when they play the fucking loud, you will still have ears. You can still listen to people talk the next day, and you won't have to buy new speakers or headphones or any of that stuff. Because on headphones, it fucking kills you. Like, you have a headache when their show is not. Check out JAPW Headache Radio. Definitely. So.
All right, with that, do you want to go to the outro?
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up. Check these motherfuckers out next week. I think we had a pretty fun show. I had a great time. Next week's going to be... tonight we had a very lighthearted, a lot of fun, kicking shit around. And of course, we have a good amount of that towards every show. But next week, we're going to be promoting the shit out of CZW, so we're going to have a little more serious thing going on. And I mean a little. But, for Eric Williams... I'm J-Cat Morris. We'll check you motherfuckers out next week. Peace.